This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Merit Auctions, bringing you over 100 years of experience. MeritAuctions.com. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
With over 100 combined years of auction and real estate experience, the team at Merit Auctions is prepared to help you gain full exposure to the market and achieve maximum return on your assets. Specializing in live auctions, timed online-only auctions, and virtual online auctions, Merit Auctions gives you options to fit your goals. With offices in Iowa and Indiana and the ability to travel nationwide, the team at Merit Auctions is ready to handle all aspects of your sale. Visit meritauctions.com today to learn more.
The latest export sales show that both corn and soybeans are continuing to march to the beat of their own drum. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said it was another week of outstanding corn exports.
Phenomenal corn sales again, 1.68 million tons. That was above the average or above the range of estimates. We were looking for 900 to 1.5 million. On the new crop side of things, 350 to 600,000 was the range of estimates. We got a little bit low on that one, about 250, 245,000 tons there. So overall, just under 2 million tons. This new crop situation in the old crop situation in corn just continues to far exceed what anybody has been expecting.
The soybean sales are much less extravagant, but that's not anything to complain about.
Yeah, we're just kind of doing what we need to at this point. 282,000 tons for the week. We were inside the range of estimates. New crop was actually decent. Came in just under half a million tons at 490,000. That was the upper end of the range. Was 500,000. So decent sales for soybeans. No complaints there. That's kind of what soybeans have been doing for the better part of the last month and a half or 2 months, especially on the old crop side of things, is that we've continued to just kind of do what's needed to keep us in line with the USDA's goal.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. As always, you can find this story and more at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.